Hey everybody, welcome to Black Girls Inc. I'm your girl, Sister Goose, and I'm here with my co-host, my mama,
Karen, aka Sugar Mama, not to be confused with Sugar Daddy, Sugar Mama for my grandbabies now.
Yes, and Mom, I know I always say I'm excited special about a guest. Special guest.
Yes.
But this time, I'm not just excited.
You're what?
But I am humbled about our guest. And I'm going to tell you why. Yes, I'm going to tell you why. Because
tell us why.
This woman has helped me when I was starting the podcast.
Okay.
And I loved how she said it out of love.
All right.
And it wasn't out of judgment how she helped me.
Okay, well, that's good.
She has such has such a kind heart to help Black women come up and not put them down.
All right, that's good.
So I'm excited to interview her about her book and let y'all get to know her as an author. Please help me welcome Miss K.F. Johnson. Hey!
Hey, everybody.
How you feeling today?
I'm good. I could be better, but, you know, we all could without COVID. So.
Yeah.
I thank you so much for coming on to the show. And not only that, but for being a nice, gentle mentor for me, too.
That's good.
Thank you. Here. You're welcome.
Yeah. And I meant every word I said about you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. That was very kind of you.
Yes. So can you please tell us the title of your book that is with your series that you have out right now and what it's about?
My new release is What I Do for Love 2. It's based on the first book, which actually came out at the end of 2016. So it took me a long time to write this particular sequel. It's about a wife who finds out that her husband cheated on her, and so she kills him and frames the side chick. And now she's looking for new love, and anybody that gets in the way of that new love is potentially in danger.
So it sounds like they say on Living Color, homie don't play that when it comes to love. Don't be getting up in her way, right?
She's gonna kill somebody.
She ain't playing.
Sometimes, I'm not only condone murder, but you know, sometimes when you play with people's hopes and marriage, you know.
Yeah. I really like what your book is about. I feel like your book is a movie to me.
You know, I've been told that a lot. I've been told that a lot. I've had some people approach me about potentially making them. Making more than just this book, but this one in particular, into, you know, possibly like a play or a screenplay. I really want to do that, though. I have to look into it. Just those talks started prior to COVID, so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pray on that for you because I can see that happening for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Because when I read what your book was about, and I saw it, and I was like, this seemed like a movie trailer getting ready to come out.
Yeah, she did say Lifetime.
I did. I told
she
you.
Said Lifetime.
It's Lifetime, but better. Let me make sure I put that better.
Yeah. It is way better than Lifetime because it will actually make sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I watch Lifetime movies all the time, but I watch them so I can laugh because a lot of times they just don't make any sense, but they're just entertaining, you know?
Yeah, and yours is based on a real Black woman. Let's make that known.
No, they're based on people randomly, but this isn't anybody, you know, that actually exists that I'm aware of.
Well, to me, she's real. It's like,
I try not to know any murderers personally.
But I'm just saying,
I know people capable of murder.
Your character to me is like a secret side that I might feel, you know, somebody do me wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I like
I think
voice.
A lot of women can relate. I don't know. I just think that I wrote her character mainly because I feel like a lot of times women are pressured or they're expected to just forgive infidelity and stick around. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that if that's what you want to do, but I don't think that people should just feel like they should be okay to just continue to violate vows that you took or people's trust. I mean, you know, that's not saying you should be murdered for it or anything like that, but you know, you're playing with people when you do that. And right. statistically speaking, there are a lot of murders that are committed in this world because of just that, because of infidelity. So, you know, I just thought that I would put a twist on it because at the time I started writing it, it was a lot of people talking about different celebrities being cheated on and, you know, sticking in their relationships, Jay-Z, Beyonce, stuff like that. And I'm like, why does he have to keep forgiving? Like, you know, maybe he doesn't.
Some of us just snap. Some of us have a breaking point. Not to say that some of us murder him, but we might be bleach some clothes or something. You know, two ways to tell and burn something up, but I feel what you're saying.
I mean, there is such a thing as, you know, divorce or separation or, you know, just those things can be done. Like, you don't have to cheat on somebody. You know, you don't have to do that. It's a matter of, you know, trying to have your cake and eat it too. And some people just don't handle their emotions that easily. There was this lady in the news lately. Y'all might have seen that video when she ran her husband over and threw a bumper on him and all of that stuff.
Yes, I did.
She said he cheated on her.
Yep, I saw that. I did see that. I have to ask you, what made you write, well, you told us some of what made you write this kind of book, but what made you start with this book in particular, this book series? Like, what caused you to, because I believe that the story calls us. You know, there's no coincidence that we just write it or we might get a sign to start with that book.
Yeah.
What made this book call out to you? How did it happen?
There was a Facebook post. I have a HQ every day, a hypothetical question that I post on my page every day. And people usually just answer. They're random questions. And I was in a group where somebody else had an HQ. And I think it was like probably circulating around Facebook in general that it was saying, what if, you know, your mate cheated on you with somebody and that somebody got pregnant and had a baby and then they that person died, would you take the baby in? And I think that a lot of people were politically correct. Like, they were just answering the politically correct way instead of the honest way. That's not to say that some people don't have enough compassion that they would take in, you know, the baby from the relationship and still raise them with their spouse or whatever. But I feel like some people, there's no way everybody would do that because some people don't have the kindness in their heart to be able to do that without being harmful to that child later on or having some type of resentment or being able to cross their own feelings. So in my head, I just thought about, what if somebody was to do that? Because Greer Patterson, the main character in this book, who kills her husband, she's a product of that. She's a product of an affair where her mother died and her father had to take her in, him and his wife and children. And she wasn't treated so well. And I think a lot of psychopaths and stuff could be made that way by treating people terribly when they are children. And it also taps into a poem that I wrote back in 1995 when I was in college. And it was called What I Do for Love. And so I put that poem as the first page in the book. If you look at the book, that first page is a poem. And because the poem was just about that, it started out lovely about love and marriage. And then when he cheated, you know, he died. And so that poem got me a lot of recognition in college because they were like, what the hell kind of twisted poem is this?
Wow.
So,
I like that.
Because your first time could be your last time.
Right? Look at that.
All right.
You need to know that. You need to know that.
Yeah.
Because
I'm telling you now, me, I'm a nice, bubbly person and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But let my man do me wrong. There's a different side of me that you don't want to see. As nice as I can be, is as crazy as I can be too.
Mm-hmm.
So watch. Don't be playing with women's emotions. Don't be taking our, you know, kindness for weakness.
My sugar mama didn't teach her that.
No, sugar mama didn't teach me that.
Let it go. Cause if it don't belong to you, it ain't gonna come back.
Yeah, hey. I mean, some of the nicest people in the world turn different when you break their heart, you know?
Right, that's true. That's what I said. Your first time could be your last time. So you better watch out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're dealing with when it comes to the heart. You don't know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a reason why they have temporary insanity. Because some people just flip out, you know, in the heat of the moment, and they do things that they might not have done had they been able to take some time and think about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, in worst case, she had time to think about it. She planned it out, but, you know, that's not the point. Okay.
Look, that's how, but you know what?
That's what she does.
Realistically, though, that's how it be. And I'm just saying, like
we
I
ain't
said,
it. We ain't do
no,
it,
we ain't do it. But when I'm mad, my mind be planning stuff, KF. I ain't even. I be planning, like, you know what? They sitting in the front seat, I'm in the back seat. If I pull this bugger right now, I got this joker. And they
were. Oh, you gotta be watching. You gotta make sure they don't fuck you.
But. Thank the Lord I never did it because, you know, you could think it, but don't act it.
That's what I say. It comes into your mind, but you ain't got to act out.
So, what? That's why
I love... So, we're not violent women.
No.
But if we push to the point...
You might get there. That's why I say I really love your book and your series because I feel like, even though a lot of us women don't act on it, I feel like this book is like a guilty pleasure. Like,
right.
I will say it's a big hit at book events when as soon as the reader hears what it's about, I think, like I said before, I think that sometimes we get tired of being expected to forgive. And when they hear that the side chick gets framed for his murder, they're like, oh, okay. And they perk up. They're like, let me get that.
Yeah.
Let me get that book.
Your butt is on Front Street.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, I love that. So, KF, I have to ask you, what got you into writing? Like, did you always want to be an author, or did you start it young? Because a lot of us got that in common. Like, what got you into writing books?
I was on punishment a lot when I was a kid.
Amen.
And I couldn't go out. You know, I would be on punishment, and they would say, you can't go outside, you can't watch TV. So I would read, and I used to be able to draw very well. I got into film and on an art scholarship. So, and that's another talent I honed while I was on punishment. So... You know, that goes to show how much I was on punishment. I read, I drew, and I wrote. Because reading so much, I just fell in love with reading. And it made me want to write stories as well. I just became very creative.
That's good.
Okay.
You able to turn that punishment time into something positive. That's good.
Dang. KS, I'm a little jealous. Because, man, I wish I would have thought of that. She had
punishment, y'all. Punishment.
I was just too worried about
but
not
her
having...
punishment wasn't like that, though.
No, I was too worried about having my phone and stuff that I didn't even think. Let me write something.
Well, see, I'm a little older, I think. I'm sure I'm older than you, probably much more. So we didn't have phones. We didn't even have pagers when I was little. I'm 47. So you can imagine back then it was our house phone still had cords and
Yeah, see, I'm 29, so the struggle was real when I was having nothing.
Chicken mama older than both of y'all, I ain't gonna tell it though, but your mama older than both of y'all.
I know, golden girl, that's all
I'm saying. Watch it now.
Okay. So, now my next question for you is, I want to ask you, like, when people write their characters, I know you ain't, you know, crazy or nothing like your character is.
Well, you could be, but you wouldn't
but
tell us. Don't tell us that.
Do you ever give your character something about you and her, like the confidence or the boldness, or do she have something you wish you had?
It just depends on the character. This is my sixth book.
Okay.
So, I've written a lot of characters at this point. So it just depends on, I have a bachelor's in psychology, so I try to think about what I think this character would be like. Okay. Like, for each character, I try to think about what kind of stuff they would do and they would say, because I write in the first person, so you're kind of in the character's head. And so I try to put that into the character. So it's not necessarily things that I would do or know about, but just what I imagine this character would be like and what she would be thinking. There are some characters in the past that have had, you know, certain things that maybe I would have done or thought. But, like, for example, this character, to show that she's totally different than me, I'm a super animal lover. Like, I hate to even have to say, but I like animals more than kids. Like, I'll babysit your puppy before your baby. So, I love animals that much. Dogs, cats, if it'll play with me, I'll play with it. But this character, in the first book, she brought harm to a particular animal, and I actually had readers upset, like, I can't believe you would write this, and what type of person, and I'm like, this isn't me, it's not me condoning it, this is the character, this particular character is that type of person, like, especially people who have, you know, tendencies for violence, sometimes they also are a little more callous towards other living things.
And they start with animals. A lot of them do.
Yeah, serial killers definitely usually do because they're testing it out. And so, you know, I mean, there was nothing I could do about the review. She said what she said. I mean, she didn't even not like the book. She just hated that part. And she, like, took a saw off because she was so upset. And I was, in my head, I'm laughing because I'm like, I'm the biggest animal lover there is. Like, I would never bring harm to an animal. I'm probably one of those people that were wrecked before, you know, running over something. You know, if I can help it, if it's a dog or a cat in the street or something. However, I'm not the person in the book. This is the particular character went along with her story, and I, you know, I can't make everyone happy, but I'm not going to make her so, you know, make her take out when she's doing something because of that.
Exactly. I love how you said that because I have that issue too sometimes. When people read our books, they either think it's us or somebody we know that we wrote about. And I'm like, honey, this is not me, okay? This is not the imagination that I'm writing about.
You know, it's funny to me, too, because I write romantic suspense, and there's murder in every book. Like, one of my friends joked and said that my tagline should be, somebody's gotta die, because there's somebody killed or dying from unnatural causes in every book. Okay. But I have had a lot of people, when they read it, they're like, you know, they think that it's something wrong with me, because they're like, what kind of person can think this stuff up? Like, even my close friends are like, something is wrong with you that you can think this stuff up. But, I mean, you know, what can I say? I'm not killing anyone, obviously. I just have a good imagination.
Exactly. We just inviting them to our imaginary world.
I'm pretty sure Stephen King hasn't killed anyone. He's just really good at writing about it.
That's what my mom was just saying. She said he ain't killed nobody.
The creatures that he creates, he makes money off of.
Right? Now, I want to give a snap to you. Come on, Mom, help me snap. Because she said she didn't write one book, two
she
books.
Said six.
She said six books.
Let's give her six snaps.
I know. One, two, three, four, five, six. On that, she wrote six
books.
I'm going to have you to call you a book queen. Whenever I have a female.
It took me 8 years to do those six books. I'm trying to start to do them faster, but I'm not as fast a writer as some of these authors who I admire the fact that they can get a book out in 3 months. I'm just not able to do that right now.
Yeah, look, I'm working on that now. I just put my first book out, I think, almost a month ago now, And my next book is going to be out like 2 months after, probably in like a December. November. So I'm one of them people.
I think that's great. I really do. And I think it's even better when some people say they've written several books and they're just pacing them to release them. I wish I could do that. I just started on writing my next book like probably last week. But I don't know how long it will take for it to come out because I don't write that fast. I'm super critical. So I write a lot of stuff and then I trash it and write something else and change it up. The final product is typically not at all the way that it started out. I have a husband and kids, and so, you know, it just takes up a lot of time. I'm not able to write all the time. You have to be in the right mindset to be creative.
Well, I want to congratulate you because you are actually our first official book queen, and what I confirm a book queen to be is someone who wrote 5 or more books.
Okay, well, thank you. Yay, book queen.
Yes, so you are the first Black Girl Ink book queen, and you will go down in history.
Snap, 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 snap.
Yes, we snapping with you. So all of you ladies out there, come on and write. If you ain't there yet,
you have more. Five, six, you can get there. Yeah.
So come on and join that list with KF and be a book queen just like her.
Yeah.
All right. So what are your future plans? Like, what do you have planned next after this book? Have you thought about that yet?
Definitely. I will say that I have three duologies right now, which is basically three two-book series. And going forward, every book will be a standalone. There won't be any more books with sequels. I do put characters in a lot of my books that have been in other books. So you will read a book sometimes and recognize a character from another book that I wrote. Okay. But I won't be doing any more books with sequels because the pressure... I have too much anxiety trying to put these sequels out and to put them out timely. And I don't want to put myself or the readers through that. It took 4 years for this book. That is an extremely long time, I'm sure. At least for an author in my stature. It's not, you know, I'm not a big enough author that people are going to wait 10 years like or 20 years like The Coldest Winter Ever series. Sequel is just coming out after 20 years. People aren't going to wait that long and be that interested for me. So I'm going to make sure that every book I write going forward is a standalone. Not only for that reason, but because I enjoy that better. I have a lot of books that I have ideas for, that I have colors for, that I want to write. And I feel like that's the focus that I'm going to do going forward.
Okay, see, that's what's up. And I definitely feel you on that pressure because mine's is a sequel that I just did. And I get the pressure of when the next book gonna be out. I keep getting messages.
I mean, it's great. It is great. It's a great feeling that people enjoy the first book enough to want a sequel. That makes me feel good in general, just that anyone enjoys what I've written because it's the talent that I didn't even know that I had until people started... you know, confirming that they thought it was good. But at the same time, I want to try to put out the best product that I'm able to do. And I think that I can be more creative when I can just focus on the particular characters I hand instead of trying to make sure that I'm appeasing what maybe people are expecting of me to do for the next book.
Yeah, so I have to ask you, because this is something that I felt, you know, as a person who has written, this is your sequel and your part two, do you feel like there's a higher expectation of you for the second book? Like, do you feel that pressureness of, man, I gotta make sure this is, like, way better than the first book? Did you ever feel nervous? Like,
definitely.
Man, maybe I need to give more? Good, I'm gonna give you the floor. Let us know how you feel about that.
Yeah, I definitely think the expectations are high, and as they should be, because I'm a reader also, so I read a lot, and I have the same expectations that anybody else does. When you read a good book, when you get that sequel, you're looking for that same high that you got on that first book, and you want it to be even better. You want to put it down and be like, oh my God, that was such a great book or such a great series. Right. And so I think just like any other author, you know, your books are kind of like your babies. You want them to be loved. You want people to like them. Right. You know, you want people to praise what great work that you've done and all the hard work that you put into it, especially for me taking so long. Right. I have a lot of anxiety. My book comes out September 30th, and I have a lot of anxiety about how it will be received. Will people be happy? Right. Or will they say, Nate, you took 4 years to write this?
I'm gonna let you know now, people gonna still get it, and I'm gonna tell you why. I don't care how many years it was, the ones who loved it and who is your supporting fans, they're still gonna get it because they've been waiting for it secretly, you know what I mean?
I just hope that they will be happy. I put a lot of thought into this book, and I tried to put out the best work that I could. I tried to make sure that it would not be predictable. If anybody predicts the ending of this book, they are a genius, because I tried to make sure that it would not be predictable. I put a lot of clues in it so that, you know, when the ending happens, you'd be like, oh, that's what that stuff was about. But okay. I tried to make sure that by no means will you be predicting this like you can every Lifetime movie. You will not see it coming.
Okay. So I have to ask you, can you tell us some of your other titles of your book, or all of them, whichever one you want to do? Can you let us know the other titles of the books that you wrote?
Yes. Behind Closed Doors was my very first book. Behind Closed Doors, Love Hurts. That's the first book. That's about two siblings, a brother and a sister, who come from an affluent family, but there's a lot of secrets going on in that family, and their father's very abusive. And as adults, their father dies mysteriously in the pool of their home, of their parents' home. And it's about all the skeletons that start coming out of the closet in their family and some of their own, you know, consequences and repercussions for the actions that those siblings also, you know, perform as adults, and how they take on some of those traits themselves. And the sequel to that is Liar's Ball. And that's just a continuation of some of the drama that happened in the first book. Because at the end of that book, something else happens. They have a whole new dilemma that pops up. And so in Liar's Ball, it's about how they get over that. And I will say it's a lot of manipulation, stalking, and murder in both of those books.
All right.
And then the other series is When I'm Bad, I'm Better. So it's When I'm Bad, I'm Better, and When I'm Bad, I'm Better, too. Mm-hmm. And that is about four female cousins, who on the outside are good girls with great jobs, and, you know, people think very highly of them. But it's about the secrets that they're all hiding, separate secrets, and the things they're willing to do to keep those secrets from surfacing and destroying their lives. And so When I'm Bad, I'm Better, too, is basically, again, a continuation of some things that happened in the first book. And at the end of that book, you know, all of them may not survive.
I like that. Okay, you got these books. Look, you got me interested. Sometimes we long and what about. I am feeling that. Can we give her another snack for that, Mom, please? I'm telling you, and when I hear your book, you have a gift of making your book sound like a movie, girl.
Good, because listen, if God willing, I wish that I could make these a movie one day. I hope I will. I'm Carl Weber is an author that I love. I love a lot of his books, and he has a lot of movies on Netflix. He even has that series, The Family Business, and I've read all those books also. And when I look at that, I aspire to be able to do the same thing, because I'm like, he's a great author, and I love seeing that his books have come to life, you know, on the small screen. And if I could only get my foot in the door, even if Tyler Perry wants to take one of my books and mess it up a little bit and put it on there, I'm fine with that.
Y'all heard her. She's willing to work with y'all.
Come
on and make that dream a reality. Look, when you speak it into the atmosphere, it's going to happen.
Tyler Perry gonna come.
We're praying for you, girl. It's gonna happen.
You gonna say it on the show, this show right here.
Right? My mom said, you gonna say it on the show right here when it happens.
You got something like a Tyler Perry.
I'm rooting for you. I really am.
Thank you.
So, y'all, make sure you support your girl. We will be getting her information at the end of the episode so she can tell you where to buy them books.
Yes.
But please support your girl. If y'all like books that make you feel like it's your own little movie, because I know some people, when they read, they like to picture what's happening and everything.
Yes.
This is the book for you.
I try. Believe me, ladies, I try to make it very vivid. Like I said, I write in the first person.
Okay.
So when you're reading it, it's like you're reading through the character's mind, and I do my best to make it visual, because I really am envisioning what's going on when I'm writing. If I write that they're doing certain things, I try to make it like detailed so that you can feel like you're in that atmosphere. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, when they're killing somebody, you feel like you're part of that murder.
Okay. I like that. All right.
If the boys can do it on a game, why can't the girls do it in the park?
Exactly.
All right.
Say that.
Yeah, they go. They got one right there. They got one right there.
I know. My dude's one of them people. Look, he's listening in. My dude's like, okay.
They can do it in the game. We can get it in the book. What? You can get it in the book. They got it in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, Miss KF, a.k.a. Book Queen.
Yes.
We do a thing here called Tea Time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And tea time is when we either use your title or the theme of a character or what your book is about and make that our topic question that we talk about freely.
Okay.
So you ready to do that with us, Ms. KF?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. So, the tea time. Look, let me ring a bell because it's my new thing. Tea time. The tea time question of the day is, what is the craziest thing you would do for love? Now, notice when I ask you this question, it does not have to be about, you know, boyfriend, husband, wife, girlfriend thing. It can be in a sibling relationship, mommy and daddy, whatever. What is the craziest thing you would do for love? So, who wants to go first?
Let me go first.
Oh, I knew you was going to say.
You know what? I just got to go first because I'm just going to put myself out
there. Go ahead, sugar mama.
Because everybody going to say, relate to what I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
Because you know what? The craziest thing I've done for love is to change myself into what they want. And then they didn't want that.
Mm.
Then, you know what? I left that relationship thinking that it was going to come back. Like I said, you let it go. Something you love, you let it go. Comes back to you, it's yours. But if it's not, it ain't gonna come back. That taught me the most right there when they didn't come back. I need to write a book about that. When they don't come back.
Look at you. Come out soon, sugar mama.
That's a good name.
Right?
Hey.
Okay.
When they taking don't my title.
Come back.
When they don't come back, all right?
All right, sugar mama. Out. Look, calm down. She getting hype. It's a question.
Okay.
you want to go next, okay. KF, or you want me to go?
All right, I'll go. Well, I don't know if it's the craziest thing, but I do know that when I was younger, in my 20s, I let love get me out of character. Mm-hmm. And I had a boyfriend once that I found out cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had all his electricity. Ooh. And gas and everything turned off on a Friday. That's back when you couldn't get stuff turned on the weekend. And it was in his mama's name. And his mama had passed away earlier that year. So when I called, I pretended like I was his mother and I was moving. And I needed them to turn off all of my utilities and everything. And so he wasn't going to be able to turn it back on because it was all in her name and she was deceased. So I turned it all off on a Friday. And brother man was in the dark. I don't know how he got it turned back on, but I know he didn't have electricity, gas, or phone for at least that week.
Oh, dang, girl.
Oh,
that's
good.
We
gotta give her a snap for that.
We can't try right now.
Give her a snap. That was genius, KF.
You got that in a book somewhere? Because I'm going to read that in a book. See, that's one of the moments. Listen, when I read something like that in a book, I go back and read it again. Read my bookmark right there. And you go back there later on that day. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to read that best of mine. I can read that. Instead of killing him, I'm going to read this best right in the book. I'm going to get my book.
Man.
Hold it right there. I'm going to get my book. Being like, I might jet people. You know, but hold on, I'm going to go. I'm going
to get my book
read.
My mom says she's going to think about that now. Every time she thinks about somebody.
All right, now don't be turning people's stuff on.
Dang. Okay, well, mine isn't relationship-wise, but I am known for this story. So if my friends is listening, they're going to laugh because this is a popular story told about me. I did something crazy for love when it came to my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we both was dating these dudes that was siblings at the time. Okay?
At the time.
It was a long time ago. Me and her went to their house. I was chilling with the one I was going with downstairs. She was upstairs. Now, when we was over there, they had their cousin there too, who was also a male. So, while I'm chilling downstairs, mm-hmm, with my boo thing, She upstairs with hers and the cousin. And they had her in the room together. Now, I heard the door shut. I said, okay, I'm already alert. I already hear the door shut. But she didn't say nothing, so I didn't move. So as me and my boo thing sitting there being all lovey-dovey, I hear my friend yell, stop or whatever. And then she start calling my name. Now, this is one thing about me. I don't care if she was playing. I don't care what it was. You call me for help. I'm stopping what I'm doing. I'm coming to see if you need me for real or not. So my boo thing was trying to stop me. He was like, she all right. They just playing. I'm like, nah, I'm going to go see what's wrong. He said, nah, stay here. She cool. I said, you better get your hands off me. I said, I'm going to go see what's wrong. Now, you can get jacked up, or you can sit here and let me go see what's wrong, because I'm going to go see. So he was like, all right, babe, go ahead and go see what's going on. All right. So I went upstairs. Now, the door is locked. They don't let me in. I said, somebody better come open up this door. His brother's all like, no, we ain't open up the door. I said, look, I'm going to count to three. Y'all better come open up this door. And my friend's still saying my name, come help me. She's laughing. But like I said, just because your friend's laughing, that don't mean she's playing. Mm-hmm. She really might need help. Mm-hmm. So they didn't come open up the door. So you know what I did? I kicked that door down.
All right.
I kicked the door until the door opened. And I done knocked the door open. The little bar lock was broke.
I done, man.
Picture from the walls came down, so there's glass on the floor.
You got quite a mohawk up
there's a hole where the doorknob went on the wall. So now it done got serious.
Yeah. It opened up
the boys.
Open up that door.
Right, the boys jumped off the bed, and my dude came upstairs at the time, and they like, what the heck's going on? Like,
you know what's going on.
Why you kicked the door? And I said, I told y'all to open up the door. If you were to open up the door, this would never happen. So now they mad. They like, you got to go because we got to clean this up before our mom get home.
Okay, mom.
Well, that ain't my problem. And then the one boy going to say, you going to pay for it, the cousin? And I said, do you want to pay for it? Because you already paid for it because I kicked the door open. And that was my way of saying, say something else. I was going to punch him in the face, basically. They kicked the door open. But when I talked to my friend, she was almost in tears because she wasn't playing. They was tickling her and stuff. And it made her laugh. But she was serious. And she was thanking me for coming to get her, because them boys could have did something to her. So think if I never got up, right. I would have never went up there. Something would have happened to my friend when I'm right under her on the bottom floor. So yeah, I kicked that wall down. And if you're listening, I do it again. You should have opened up.
Coming soon in a book near you.
You should have opened up the door.
Basically.
Should it.
Yeah, and he broke up with me after that.
Well, I believe it.
Well, he wasn't worth getting counted.
Yeah, he broke up with me after that. He called me.
He
was like, you know we over, right? I was like, I already started looking. Like, I know what it was. So, the point of doing the tea time is, audience, mm-hmm. if we can get that just from making a question off of her title alone, mm-hmm. imagine what you can get if you read that KF's book series, What I Would Do for Love. Mm-hmm. Can you please let them know where they can go and purchase your book?
Hold on, she didn't ask the question.
Yes, she did, Mom.
Well, What I Do for Love is available on Amazon. You can get all information on my social media links, all the Amazon links, all of that is on my website, KF as in Frank Johnson Books.com.
Okay.
And on my website, there is also a contest for a $50 Amazon gift card giveaway. So if you go on my website on the homepage, you can enter that contest. Contest is off October 17th, I think. You can order autographed paperbacks from my website also. So you can get paperbacks on Amazon, but the autographed ones, you have to go on my website to get. And there's also book lovers products on there. So if you are an author or a book club perhaps, or just somebody, you know, a reader who loves stuff, there's all kinds of bracelets and things that are specific to book lovers. So it's all of that on ksjohnsonbooks.com, or you can just find me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. All of them are pretty much either author KF Johnson or KF Johnson author. I think Twitter is KF Johnson Books. So any of those outlets, you can find access to my books. Again, they're all on Amazon. They are also in audiobooks. So all of my books, except for the new one that's coming out, because the new release, the audiobook for that hasn't come out yet. But all of my other books, they're in audiobook, paperback, and ebook.
Dang, she said, give her a
well,
snap.
Well, she got six books.
No, give her a snap for audiobook, too. Give her a snap. This woman is... Dang, I'm going to have to call her a super queen, man. Okay, now can you say the information one more time? Because my mom, she got excited about that $50 thing. She was writing it down.
Yes, my website. If you go to my website, KF is in Frank Johnson, KFJohnsonBooks.com, then on that very first homepage, there is a contest at the very top where you can win an Amazon gift card. It's the What I Do for Love Amazon gift card giveaway. Mm-hmm.
Look, my sister's all dancing. She gonna go there too.
Yeah, you said anybody can. The only thing you have to do to enter the contest is just send out a couple of tweets that promote my books on my website, and that's it. That's your entry.
That's what's up. Y'all better get the clicking and start sharing on that Twitter and stuff.
Hey, most people can use a nice little $50. I know I could, you know, I'm giving it away. I could still use it, 50 extra dollars.
Girl, Christmas is coming up. I bet you I'm going to use that on my gift. Mm-hmm. And hey, that's what I said, my gift, not my kids' gift. I need a gift, too. My gift.
Girl, mom needs a gift, too.
I'm not afraid.
Right? KF, I really had so much fun with
yes,
you today.
We did. Yes, we did. Yes,
today
we did.
Was fun. Thank you for coming yes. on our show.
Thank you for having me. You ladies were a lot of fun.
All right, and I want to officially let you know that you are now a Black Girls Inc. family member. Yeah. You're right, so let's snap for her. She's Black Girls Inc. member now.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. All right. Okay.
So you are family, so please come on again. We love to have mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely will. And thank you for having me. This was really fun.
Yes, it really was. Please make sure y'all go and support our girl Cake at KF Johnson, a.k.a. Book Queen. Don't be surprised. People's going to call you that.
Book Queen.
KF Book Queen.
Need to become a super one.
Yes, to get her books. And remember, she said she don't just have one book. She got a couple of books.
Six
books and an audio, okay? That's why she's the queen right
one
now.
One on the way.
Yes, and she's working on more. So please go support your girl.
Mm.
Yes. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, ladies. Yeah.
All right,
y'all stay safe out here in this COVID. Make sure you wear some masks and everybody stay safe.
Yes. And remember, everyone, Black Girls Inc. is going to be coming to YouTube on October 18th. Yes, we finally set a date. October 18th, Black Girl will not only be on Spotify or the other podcast channels, but it will also be on YouTube. So please support us. Because we are about to go live.
We're about to see what Sugar Mama look like.
Yes.
See what Sister Goose look like.
I know.
Yeah.
So until next time, everyone, I'm Sister Goose.
And I'm Sugar Mama.
And we just had Miss KF on our show. And we are Black Girls Inc. Snapping out.